Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people.
There is nothing the political establishment will not do, no lie that they won't tell, to hold their prestige and power at your expense. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
What is up, fellow Patriots? This is your friendly neighborhood Patriot Hannah, and welcome back to the Red Patriot Show. So happy if you're watching this or listening to it level, you guys, my current subscribers, and if any of you are listening to this for the very first time, welcome to you guys as well. Remember to stay encouraged and to love one another, and remember that I love all of you guys as well, all loving one another. Okay, so guys, I mean, the deep state narrative is completely falling apart. If you've been watching the news, you know, with the COVID narrative, like, and so it just, it's all falling apart. Like, I mean, because vaccines were supposed to like help and protect you, and it's really not. It's like everybody's getting this Omicron thing, which, number one, I mean, a virus, if you can't isolate it, how can you determine a variant from it? But I'm just a 22-year-old kid who doesn't know anything, right? But I mean, the narrative is completely falling apart. I mean, a big thing, let's see, I'll go and share my screen with you guys. I mean, the UK dropping their vaccine passport and lockdowns and stuff. I mean, guys, that is major, okay, for the UK to do this. And so this is really major. And I mean, like I said, and even like Starbucks, I mean, dropping their vaccine mandate. And guys, I mean, businesses are dropping the vaccine mandate across the board because of that Supreme Court thing. Just across the board. I keep saying that, but guys, the narrative is falling apart. The deep state is continuing to lose power. Like I said, they still have enough amount of it to, you know, just keep the white hats, you know, kind of checking on them and stuff. And just to make them a little bit uncomfortable, or not necessarily uncomfortable, but just kind of to keep them, keep the good guys watching the bad guys. Cause like I said, we don't want them blowing up like 200 million people or something. But the deep state narrative, I mean, we can see it's just completely falling apart. I mean, people are waking up to the fact that this COVID stuff isn't real. Nations are, they're no longer really able, they're beginning to where they're not able to actually keep kind of a check on their citizens anymore. So because the citizens are like, we're not doing this. So this is a really good thing. If this is maybe starting the domino kind of maybe, you know, the world standing up in a sense, that would be great. And stuff. And like I said, even over here, Chuck Todd, I was going to show you guys this on the Gateway Pundit, and I'll show you this article in a second, but I just wanted to go show you guys kind of the contrast just within 1 month. Cause like a month ago, December 13th, you can see it here, pathetic. Chuck Todd blames Biden's awful numbers on COVID and Trump. Okay. So a month ago, Chuck Todd was saying the only reason Biden has like low numbers is because of Trump and COVID. Okay. And then now jump to like here a month later. Okay. A year after promising change in tone, Biden has failed so far to do that. Okay. This is a video of Chuck Todd from, I think it was from maybe it was the 16th. Okay. It's a little video of him and he's blaming Biden. And let's see, hold on. Where's the actual video? Let's see. There it is. Okay. It was taking a second for it to load. And guys, this is Chuck Todd, who's like an ardent Biden supporter. I mean, with Trump, I mean, when he was talking about him, you thought his head was like going to explode just because like Trump made him so mad. And it was kind of funny. He's like, he's a man child. But anyways, I mean, listening to him say it is even
good crazy. Sunday morning. Every new administration enters office with an agenda of optimism. For President Biden, the plan was that COVID would be defeated. The economy would fully recover and he would be able to deliver a return to normalcy. But plans have a way of going sideways. A year into Mr. Biden's presidency, unemployment is down. Wages are up, but inflation is also up to a 40-year high. Infrastructure and COVID relief bills were passed, but Build Back Better is stuck in neutral. And most important, though vaccines are available and effective, Delta and Omicron have dealt a 1-2 punch to the economy, the supply chain, and that promised return to normalcy. And on Thursday, the Supreme Court blocked Mr. Biden's vaccine or test mandate for large businesses, perhaps taking away the last effective tool in his COVID toolbox. That same day, Mr. Biden's last-minute push for voting rights bills was dealt a likely fatal blow. Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema said again what she's been saying for months. She is opposed to changing the filibuster to pass this legislation. So now what? All of this came just as the president was heading, by the way, to Capitol Hill to lobby fellow Democrats to change the Senate rules. So it was quite the exclamation point on a terrible...
I find it also funny that, you know, he says Mr. Biden. He says president, like Mr. President Biden, or like maybe once or twice. But most of the time he says Mr. Biden. So he doesn't even say just Biden or Mr. President or the president. He usually says just Mr. Biden. So I kind of find that weird. But I mean, if you have Chuck Todd, who's going against you now, I mean, you're in trouble. I mean, same thing. Al Sharpton was on something, and he was kind of berating Biden for something. I forget. And that was just recently. I mean, and if you have Al Sharpton on your bad side, like, that's not good. You're also in trouble. I mean, Chuck Todd, bad enough. But Al Sharpton, I mean, if he, like I said, I hate that guy. But I'm like, if you have these guys on your bad side, you are so freaking in trouble. Guys, the narrative is completely falling apart. Sit back and enjoy the show. I mean, like Juan O'Savin was saying, like, watch them destroy themselves from the inside. And that's exactly what they're doing. The deep state is destroying themselves from the inside. And I'm like, why would the white hats, the good guys, whatever you want to call them, step in and do anything right now when the bad guys are destroying themselves for the entire world to see? They're destroying themselves for everybody to see right in front of everybody and stuff. So, I mean, you would just sit back and kind of like sip your margarita and be like, well, we'll just wait for this pony to run itself into the ground. That's not the phrase. Pony to drop. Well, yeah, we'll wait for this pony to drop. And then as I will come in and do some stuff. But it's comical for me to watch. Like I said, I have said this multiple times now. I love watching the mainstream news. If you guys even just watch a little bit, Fox News, like I said, I can't stand like NBC and stuff because they still just say, yeah, yeah, yeah. I just can't stand it. But Fox News is actually fun to watch in the evenings. Just you see, number one, the red pilling, depending on what show you're watching, you can hear the words they're saying and they're trying to slowly red pill people and stuff, subliminal messaging. But it's so fun to watch because you see exactly what ones like Simon and Charlie have said months ago, but it's coming out into the mainstream media now and stuff. So, I mean, this is just amazing. And okay, so you guys probably saw President Trump in Arizona, right? Okay. So, well, number one, whenever you look at his shirt, you'll notice that he didn't have a tie on and it was kind of unbuttoned a little. Okay. Like I said, we usually never see him like that. He's always got some type of a tie on. Okay. Whenever President Trump wears something or says something, usually it's coded somehow. It means some type of code. Okay. So the fact that he is wearing his shirt kind of his collar unbuttoned and stuff, a friend pointed out that you unbutton your shirt or unbutton your collar whenever kind of the work's done. You take your tie off at the end of the day, whenever kind of the work is done. So is this symbolizing that some type of work is done? I don't know. No, I'm also going to say this. I don't really think that was President Trump. I saw close up the pictures of the videos of people who were there. I can tell you more than likely that it's not Trump. A few other Patriot truthers also don't think that was Trump. And said it would make sense with Simon Parks already saying that he's been moved to a secure location. So the fact that wouldn't be President Trump makes sense, that they would be the white hats have their own body doubles and stuff for him. Either way, I don't know. That's just my opinion. But down at the bottom, and Simon Parks had this too. Okay. At the bottom, you'll see, and I'll just mute this because we don't need to be listening to it, but you will see little ticker right here says Nisargasara. And it just continues to scroll across. Okay. So Simon was talking about, or Simon had that on there. And so some other patriots have been wondering, is that a way, he announced Nisargasara, worldwide, because I believe with how the economic policies are set up, you have to announce them. I'm not exactly for sure. I don't know what these things at the bottom are. I tried to find out. I don't know if they're usernames or if they're people who subscribe to them or whatever. But anyways, it's right there. So not really for sure exactly what that meant. But like I said, if you look close up at him, I'm like, that's not President Trump. Like I said, I would bet a hefty sum that that is not President Trump. And I may lose it all. But I would say 99.9% chance that is not President Trump. But the main point of this is Nisargasar is down here at the bottom. What does it mean? I don't know. But we're seeing so many weird things. And recently, 107 has really been talking about, you know, the law of war. Okay. The book. And I'm going to go in probably some other of my episodes and talk kind of you guys through some of the main points of the law of war manual, because it's like 1,200 pages. But this is what it is. It's from the Department of Defense. It's made with the Geneva Convention from like back in the, what was it, 2020s, 30s, whenever World War II was, I believe. It was made during around kind of the Geneva Convention, and then a lot of the laws and then a lot of the law books and stuff that came out, like naval warfare, et cetera, things like that. Okay. But anyways, 107 has been talking a lot about this and saying you all need to read it. Like I said, you can get, the link's going to be in the description below. So you'll be able to find the links are always in the description below. So, you'll be able to go and get the entire PDF document. Like shit, it's like 1200 pages, but it is an awesome read. But what everybody's talking about now, and I'm sure you've heard them talking, and you probably heard the 11.3 people talking about that for a while. Whenever people say 11.3, usually it's referring to, because each section is labeled with a Roman numeral, like spleens and hands, private conflict, et cetera. You can go back up here and find all these other ones too. Like it's how enemies still have to act in war. Even when they're enemies, they still have to follow this. Of course, like I said, the deep state, I don't think is following this. I'd say probably not, because like they're evil Satanists. But this was just with parties like involved in war, like different sides, different countries. And this is just things that they were going to agree, the things like the Geneva Convention that they would agree on, like to do or not to do when they were in war, which is what we are in now. Just, of course, we don't see it. So, okay. So section 11 is, the entire thing is about military occupation. And this is section 11.3. And whenever you click on this area in the outline area, it will take you to the page. It should take you to the page. And 11.3. Okay. End of occupation, which would be DC, which would be ending the conflict in DC. Okay. I'm not going to go in and talk much about this. There's kind of a lot more in there. I'm going to go in and talk about later in one of my later episodes, but that's kind of what they're all talking about now with like the military, the good guys have been occupying DC, occupying something. When you're an occupant, it means, or when you're the occupying power, that would be the good guys and stuff in a foreign land, which would be the District of Columbia. So since they've been there doing their things, they would be quote unquote occupying it. So like I said, there's a bunch of stuff about, you know, the occupying power has to make sure the civilians are safe, can allow a lot of the same processes to still kind of continue while they're doing stuff and all that. So that's what 11.3 is in the law of war. But like I said, this is a great book. I would really encourage you guys to go get the whole PDF document and just kind of look through it. I've only read like a few areas of certain sections, guys, because this thing is 1,200 pages. And a lot of times I have to like go to Google or something and be like, okay, what does this term mean? Or like, what does this idea mean or whatever? But this is the book that 107 was talking about. And like I said, everybody needs to read it. Like he said, everybody needs to read this or at least start kind of looking through and just familiarizing yourself with the law of war, because I'm telling you guys, in the episodes when I talk about it more, guys, it explains exactly why we're seeing what we are seeing and why we aren't seeing what we thought we were going to see. Trump, President Trump, the good guys, they're following this to a T, even though the deep state, of course, they're not following it. They don't care to kill people and stuff, but the good guys are following this. They're following the law of war. They are following it to a T, just like President Trump wants to. And just like they are. So like I said, law of war, definitely go and read it, or at least start kind of reading it, looking through it. And so, because you will definitely get encouraged reading it, particularly the section 11, talking about occupation, because that's what we're seeing in DC and all that. And like talking about protection of or protected persons or whatever who are members of the hostile territory, which would be the District of Columbia and stuff. But the occupying power, the good guys still have to give them certain protections, and they can't just go in and just start tuning tribunals left and right. They have to follow a process. And it is a very complicated process. And I'm not even in the DOD. And I've already been looking through that document and been like, holy crap, no wonder this thing is so complicated. So really, I don't even think the goalpost has been moved. Pretty much. I think this is right on track with what the good guys were planning on doing. They just either purposeful disinformation was thrown out about dates to smoke out moles, or somebody accidentally said something like, or just kind of just off the bat was just like, this day's going to happen and stuff. But either way, things are happening. I mean, DC's the wall going up in DC or around the White House and stuff. Who knows what that's for? And so there's so much going on, guys. And it's really encouraging because we're seeing this stuff and just keep doing what we're doing in our local community, like become a precinct captain in your area, like do the voting booths, like audits, like things like that. So just go down the line, just keep standing up, like going to school board meetings and stuff, running for school board and stuff, running for these positions. So we're just keep doing what we're doing. The good guys have it. They have control. We don't need to know what they're doing or like who's already dead or who's, you know, body double overseeing or whatever. It's like, it's a need to know basis. We don't need to know. We, the people, are just supposed to be doing our thing, and President Trump and them are taking care of the rest. And they're doing everything. So it's a joint effort, but we're just supposed to be doing what we're doing, like at our local level and stuff. And if we're doing that, President Trump and them are doing everything they're doing stuff. We're going to cross the finish line together and stuff. The RV and all that. It's like, we're just going to cross the finish line together and all that. But like I said, Law of War, go and read it, go and read it. I can't stress that enough. Go and look at it, guys. Kind of start studying it in depth, because it'll make sense more when you see it. Because even reading it yesterday when I was even just kind of looking through reading it with my dad, and I was just like, oh my gosh. And so I was just kind of like breaking it down. I'm like, okay, so this means this, and then, oh, that's why we're seeing what we're seeing and stuff. So it really helps give you context of what's going on, and why, you know, we're seeing certain things and then not seeing other certain things. Like I said, the good guys are following this to a T, and it's a really complicated process. It's a really complex process, and they're having to make sure they're following everything and stuff and all that. But it is a great read and stuff. And Deep State is losing control, continually. Still be careful. Obviously, still be careful. Like I said, they are dangerous, like Simon said. So still be careful. But they're just continually losing control of the narrative, and just bit by bit. And this stuff is going to happen, even if it takes a year or two or however long. I'm like, you know what? Sooner or later, this stuff is going to hit mainstream media. And I'm telling you guys, it is going to be epic when it does. And then you can do a little neener, neener, neener to the people who, you know, thought you were nuts or whatever, like your family or friends or whatever, like you're just nuts conspiracy theory. So it's okay to do a little bit of that. It's okay to do a little bit of that. I mean, not a lot and stuff, obviously, because then we're going to have to, you know, do stuff on the other side, but it's okay to do a little bit of the kind of, yeah, I told you so. So some of you do a little bit of that. So have just a great weekend, everybody. Well, technically it's only Thursday, so tomorrow have a great weekend. But just stay encouraged, just stay healthy, stay warm. We're here in Kentucky. We got a big snowstorm and stuff, so it's gonna be fun and stuff. So just stay encouraged, love each other, and just we're gonna be crossing this finish line together and stuff. And so however long that home stretch is or whatever, however long until we get to the finish line, we cross over. It's like, you know, we're all going to be running it together, this race, and we are going to cross it over the finish line together. And it's going to be awesome whenever we cross to the finish line. So I always love you guys. Stay encouraged, encourage each other, and I will be back again. See you guys.
Hello, fellow patriots, and thank you all for watching today's episode. I would also like to thank the sponsor for this episode today, Hero Soap Company. Handmade in the USA, these high-quality soaps smell absolutely amazing and get the job done. My personal favorite is the lavender scent, and there are multiple scents to choose from, depending on your own mood and preference. A portion of all sales also are donated to charities focused on helping veterans and first responders. From bar soap to body wash, shower accessories, and more, there are multiple options to choose from, and you will be supporting some amazing patriots at the same time. Go to herosoapcompany.com and use promo code Hannah to get 10% off your order. There are so many amazing patriot businesses out there in America today, and we all need to support them so that together we can defund the deep state and refund the kingdom. Until next time, this is your friendly neighborhood patriot Hannah signing off, and remember, stay encouraged.
Thank you for watching The Red Patriot Show. To find more of my content, resources, and where you can find all of my video platforms as well as all the social media outlets I use, go to www.theredpatriotshow.com. That's www.theredpatriotshow.com. See y'all later.